One of the more historic sections of the city is the area just south of the Taipei Main Station, where there are several historic buildings that bear witness to the past century plus. Established in 1899 by the Japanese government to encourage investment on the island, the Bank of Taiwan's current headquarters was completed in 1937. The building's 3 stories tall and inspired by classical architecture. Its roof was rebuilt post-World War II after being damaged by U.S. air raids. However, it proves to be a hardy structure as it continues to function as a bank to this day. Next door is the Bank of Taiwan Museum. The original structure was built in 1910, but had to be renovated in 1937 due to termite infestations. This revivalist design features a clean but intricate facade. The museum is open by appointment only and displays currencies, bonds, and other financial relics used throughout Taiwan's history. Not too far away, take note of the buildings located at 54 to 60 Hengyang Road. These buildings date back to the late Qing Dynasty. Over the years, these buildings have undergone renovations and changes, but still reveal their historical heritage. Their Baroque architecture and Japanese colonial modifications give them a unique look. Also on Hengyang Road is the Taipei Cooperative Bank, which stands out on its own. The building's red brick facade and verandas with elevated ceilings make it eclipse its surroundings. Zhongshan Hall was the Taipei City Public Auditorium during the Japanese era, and it is one of the few large-scale public work projects from that period. Over the years, it had also served as a meeting place for the National Parliament, a municipal office building, and today is a venue for musical performances and arts festivals. After this sojourn through the history of Taipei, now's the perfect time to take a short walk over to Ximending and treat yourself to the mouth-watering local snacks.